Last night, we celebrated the Easter Vigil, and we gathered outside the front of the church, and we lit a fire. And from this fire, we lit the Easter candle, the Paschal candle. And from the special candle, one became many as other flames were lit. And all these flickering candles, like a multitude of scars in the night sky, gathered into a darkened tomb. We gathered together in a darkened church. Now, it's not a mistake that the peace of Easter begins in darkness. For darkness is what human life is all about. Think about it. Each one of us were conceived in the darkness of a womb. And when we die, we will all return to the darkness of the earth. For many people, darkness is an enemy. It scares us. Why? Because we can't control it. We stop and think about it. Darkness can also be a friend. Darkness covers up all sorts of things we don't want others to see. What is Easter about anyway? Well, I think that Easter is about everything that makes us human. It's about change. It's about nature. It's about the cycle that connects fall, winter, and spring. The cycle between death and new life. Easter invites us to look at our fears and anxieties, and forces us to confront that which is inevitable, our own death. For death must occur before life, blindness before sight, and defeat before triumph. In other words, in order for us to know the gift of life, we must first experience some aspect of death. In order for one to truly know how to love, one must first fail in love. The darkness, the night, can also be a time of yearning, a time of hope, of wanting back that which is lost. Yes, we can want the return of health or youth, or perhaps a failed relationship. The darkness of the night also allows us the time and space and silence we need to search our souls. For in the tossing and turning of a sleepless night, we own our losses, seek answers for problems, and look with hope to the future. This whole act of searching or seeking for things better is precisely what Easter is all about. Like the spice-bearing women in the gospel this morning, we come together as a people in search of what is most meaningful and most central to our lives. Yes, the willingness to search and discover is central to the definition of Easter. But Easter only happens to seekers who are willing to be surprised by what they find, or better yet, what they don't find. And so the Easter experience means that we don't know how things will turn out, how things will end, how everything's going to be solved. Belief in the resurrection means that we're willing to let go, that we're willing to trust. Yes, the women at the tomb were trying to hold on to the past, everything they knew. They certainly didn't know what we know now. They needed something to touch, something to hold on to. The women at the tomb hoped to find someone they knew, someone who healed them, someone who loved them, someone who accepted them for who they were. But such backward looking, living in memories, living in the past, only results in frustration. For the tomb was empty. There was nothing to be found. And so hopes and expectations crumbled. All they found was a messenger who told them to quit dwelling in the past and to go and get on with their lives. But this is precisely the message of Easter. It's to renew and recharge, to start over again, to reinvent our lives. It is to forgive the unforgivable and live in the now. Easter is the realization that Christ Jesus is present in each one of us, but in a way completely different than we'd ever expect, in a way better than we'd ever dreamed. Easter is to realize that a seemingly miserable and chaotic world is alive with the power of Christ Jesus. Belief in Easter, belief in the resurrection, isn't so much a belief that Jesus is physically raised by the power of God. More importantly, and most importantly, it is to realize that each one of us is at once who and what Jesus Christ is. It means that we alone carry the power of new life within us. That we alone carry within us the power to transform. The power to transform the dark and tragic parts of our humanity into the dazzling radiance of the risen Christ.